The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's September the 21st, and we've got a very interesting segment for you today. I want to introduce you, first of all, to Nurse Nancy Beck. Nancy is an RN. She's on our program a couple of times. You wrote a wonderful book called Pillow Talk, talking to anyone that you care about, telling them how much you love them while they're sleeping.
Right.
And I got an email from you several months back, and you said, I've got a segment I really would like to come on and talk about, because we're having a shamanic workshop series. And you brought along Dr. Reverend Gary Langston with you. And we'll find out what is a shamanic workshop series. Welcome, Gary.
Welcome
to
Paul.
Radio Friends.
Thank you for letting me be here.
It's no problem.
Well, the shamanic workshop, the simple definition of a shaman, we'll start with that just to kind of set the table, is a shaman is someone who serves their community, their family, in a way in both the unseen and the seen realm, working for their higher good in whatever manner that needs to come forward. That's about the simplest definition I can make for what a shaman is all about.
Mm-hmm. How did this all develop?
The shamanism in general, or
shamanism
has been around for centuries. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
From what part of the world?
Everywhere, yeah. Everywhere. There are shamans. The term shaman originally originated in Russia with the Tuvan people on the Russian steppes, and it's become a kind of a generic term that has translated across the world for everyone as far as someone that serves. Another way of defining it would be like a Native American medicine man is another way of defining it. A priest or a preacher in traditional religions would be another form of looking at that, when that person is interceding on other people's behalf with spirit, in whatever you call spirit, whatever that higher power, that divine power.
With prayer.
With prayer, with ceremonies, with a variety of techniques that have been around for literally thousands and thousands of years.
So what are people going to experience and learn at the shamanic workshop?
There's no one answer to that one. I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of that. The first weekend that we have, which is on September 28th, is the call to heal. And that's a process that's designed for releasing the past. The burdens that we carry, the issues that we've experienced throughout our life, we have a tendency to carry those forward. Those become bigger boulders on our shoulders that we're carrying around in life. And so this Call to Heal weekend is a way for people stepping into that and recognizing it and learning techniques for being able to let go of the past so that they can live fully in the present.
So how do you let go of the past? How do you let go of something that has been a part of your life for almost as long as you can remember? It weighs on your mind every day. You don't just all at once say, okay, be gone, and it's gone.
That's true. Part of the process is being able to help them recognize what they're dealing with, to be able to, because a lot of times people are carrying forward their burdens, and they don't realize they're carrying them forward. They don't realize they have that baggage that they're dragging along behind them. Mm-hmm. And it impacts how they react in their marriage, in their friendships, in their relationships with their family. And so this is a process that will help them learn how to recognize those types of things that are impacting their daily life, and how to step into letting it go in a way that is healthy and freeing and awakening for them.
Yeah. Now, Nancy, you're an RN. How did you get involved with this? Do you use it in your medical profession?
Well, I can tell you that recently I became the local president of the American Holistic Nurse Association. And the parallels between the tradition of the Pachacuti Mesa and the Holistic Nurse Association are incredible, in that the Holistic Nurse Association, just like the Pachacuti Mesa, views the wholeness as the mind, body, spirit, emotion. And when those are in balance, then the person's better able, they're centered and better able to heal themselves.
We were talking about that with Vera Massey. Okay. On an earlier segment,
okay.
And she's doing a class on body, mind, and spirit. So the Holistic Nurses Association is saying that this is good.
Mind, body, spirit, and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so the four parts, which is absolutely parallel with the Pachacutimesa, and not too surprising, a 4,000-year-old tradition is coming forward with bits and pieces that are true in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which came first, right?
Yes. Yes.
So.
Do you find any negativity or any problems with doctors accepting this when you're dealing with patients?
It's a mindful prayer, and so it's a silent situation. And like, for instance, I had a patient the other day on the floor who was emotionally distraught and being irrational. And so I sat outside his door and said a prayer of peace and calmness for him. And within 10 minutes, he's doing better and he's able to interact with the staff again. And so it's about being mindful.
Yeah. So when people come to this class, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is that right?
Correct. Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday.
Okay. It's September 28th, 29th, and 30th. How long are the classes?
That first weekend, Friday evening, will generally be from 7 to 10 p.m., and then Saturday will be 9 to 9 or 10 to 10,
mm-hmm.
And then Sunday will typically be in the 9 to 9:30 range to around 5 o'clock.
When they leave at 5 o'clock on Sunday, are they going to feel lighter, like a burden has been lifted out of their life, or is it something they have to continue working on?
Both. To be real honest, both.
Okay.
For some people, it will awaken them and free them of a lot of things. For other people, it will start creating an awareness. It'll plant a seed for them to, depending on where they are in their own individual journey. If some people are ready to make that transition and to make those changes within their life right then. Other people, they need to have this information to be able to get started on whether they're ready to change or not.
Okay.
And so the first weekend is an introductory weekend, and so they're not committing to the full series
okay.
at that point. They're getting a sense of it.
So if people want more information, Nurse Nancy Beck, how can they go about this?
They can email me, nancy@nursenancybeck.com. They can go to the Facebook page, PMT... Apprenticeship Club, Central Missouri. So
okay.
PMT Apprenticeship Central Missouri.
Okay, that'll get it. Gary, Nancy, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having
thank you,
you both here.
Appreciate
today.
It.
All right, we're out of time for today. Monday, Central Missouri Humane Society and the Independent Actors Studio. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to watch this program again or listen to it again, maybe you pick up something different. KBIA.org, click on Radio Friend. Bye-bye.